This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Risnall. Stephanie Hughes started us off today with the labor market and how it's starting to loosen up a bit. Historically, though, tight is still an apt descriptor. Exhibit A is how intently companies are thinking about how to retain workers they've already got. And that includes people in the later stages of their career, shall we say, the 50 and up crowd. Think instead of maternity or paternity leave, grandternity leave. Tara Weiss is a contributor at the Wall Street Journal. She had the story on this the other day. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
This is a demographic shift in the labor force story, right? It's companies, although a small number of companies now, but eventually going to grow, realizing that people are getting older in the workforce.
Yeah, absolutely. So workers age 75 and older are expected to double over the next decade. And the really interesting thing about them is they seem to want to work. And it's not necessarily 9 to 5, but they want to be involved in some way. And companies are trying to do their best to accommodate them, whatever that looks like.
So let's talk about that. What does this accommodation look like, this grand eternity, which honestly, I don't love the phrase, but you know, whatever.
Well, we're not in charge of coining the phrase. We just report the news, right?
That's right. That's
so,
right.
So I found this story when I was digging into some other other family benefits. And like you said, it's a very small number of companies, but I have a suspicion that it's going to be a growing number of companies. So for instance, Mercer, the consulting firm, their Australia and New Zealand outpost, they offer this. And what it is for employees who are going to be grandparents, whether it's their first grandchild or their 10th grandchild, they get paid time off. And so they don't have to take any vacation leave. They don't have to tap into that. And they don't have to take any sort of personal days. This is an acknowledgement that they are an important factor in their workforce. And the reason that I point out that they're right now only doing it in New Zealand and Australia is because when I was talking to them, they wanted to see how it went. And they're very open to rolling it out in their other outposts. So who knows, this could be coming to a United States office, you know, in the next few years.
All right. So we'll get to that part in a minute. But we do need to point out here, it's not like this is 12 weeks and you get your job guaranteed coming back. It's like a week, 10 days, right? Most cases.
Right. So some companies offer it as like a day off. So one company that I spoke to that's based in the UK, they offer a day or two. And really, that's just a signal. We see you. We know that you're going through an important life event, and this is how we're going to acknowledge it. But for other companies, they offer 2 weeks of paid leave. And that's actually some pretty significant time, especially for someone who wants to maybe help their child out, their new parents, and they want to go and stay with them for a couple weeks instead of, say, getting a baby nurse. Or one source that I spoke to said that he waited till his granddaughter was older and she wasn't just sleeping all day. And so he was able to play with her and laugh with her and really enjoy all those special moments.
Sleeping all day and then up all night. But the parents get to deal with that. All right. So look, here's the thing, though. It has been a challenge, one might say, to get companies in this economy in the United States to get on board with paid parental leave. It has taken a very long time. Government regulation has been spotty at best at the state level. It does seem there are some hurdles to getting this in place in the United States.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you're exactly right. These are benefits that are aimed at oftentimes what we would call white collar office workers, people who are already getting paid time off, like we said, for sick leave, for personal days. But I think that more and more employers are recognizing that if they want to keep people who are in this age category and they want to get that institutional knowledge that comes with them, that these are benefits that they're going to need to start offering.
Yeah, not to disparage Gen Z or younger millennials, but look, older workers come with a reputation for having a work ethic.
Yes, that's 100% true. I just kept hearing this word institutional knowledge.
Right.
You know, if you've been on the job for 5 decades, for better or worse, you know how the systems work.
Right.
You're an expert in your field. The other thing is a lot of these people, they prefer going into the office to work. So for better or worse, that's something that is pretty attractive to employers.
Right now, especially as they try to get people back to the office. Tara Weiss, writing in the Wall Street Journal the other day about grand eternity leave. Tara, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
My pleasure.